Now, as we do every hour on this show, we're changing direction, and being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got our local MP, Cindy McLeish, here. How are you, Cindy?
Oh, look, I could be better, Alan, but...
not too good?
Surviving.
Now, first of all, I've got to ask you, when...
G'day, it's Jack here from This Sport. Hey, every Thursday between 5 and 7, join us on Yarra Valley FM as we dissect every sporting issue around the country and the world.
If there's something happening in sport, you'll hear it on The Sport every Thursday at 5pm on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Sorry, Cindy, I must have hit the wrong button. I don't know what happened there, but are you there now, Cindy?
I'm still here.
Not having a lot of success here today. But anyway, first thing I want to ask you, when we were in last time, you were getting ready for the great debate, and it was the politicians versus the journalists, and the journalists had to say that the politicians worked harder and the politicians had to say the journalists worked harder. So, first of all, how did it go? And obviously it was all about raising some money. And who won?
look, it was a really good event. It's the third time that we've had it. And it's the Victorian Parliamentary Lions Club.
Yep.
And all Lions Clubs have to raise money for different things. And we're, you know, not so great at doing the ongoing stuff. So, you know, we've got this idea that we have just before the winter break. I think the feds have a midwinter ball.
Oh, they do too, yep.
And so we decided to have the debate. And Chip LeGrand, who was from The Age, Jessica Maggio, I think she's Channel 7. She's the journo who had the bit of a standoff with the Premier one day. I think they had words for a while.
Right.
And, Sharnel Vella, who's on 774. So it's a real, that, you know, mixes up. And a lot of the journos move between newspaper, radio and TV and the different ones. So they've just about all been everywhere. Yep. And they didn't win, actually. Well, it's hard to work out who wins these things because it's on noise. Yeah. And I think there were just more MPs in the room that clapped to support the MPs rather than the journos. Because my partner was there with me and he said, I think the journos were better than the MPs. we had to say that the journos work really hard and the stuff that they do, where they've got to schlep around their gear and go all these places, and, you know. It was a good deal of fun. And the final tally hasn't come in for the dollars yet, but typically it's around $10,000-$12,000. We get some sponsorship from a couple of different groups as well, so, you know, to help offset that. So that's good.
Cindy, the money goes in for projects, doesn't it, for Lions projects?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, well, this one was for one of their efforts about assistance dogs or therapy dogs.
Oh, they're terrific. I run
that. Yeah, so it's about helping that program. Last year we did Need for Feed for the drought.
Yep.
The time, what did we do the first year? There was something that was, you know, particularly prevalent at the time that we raised money for that too. So,
all right, so your partner said that the journos won. How did you feel? Who do you think won?
Like the journos probably were pretty good, pretty good. But it's all about the fun. And, you know, we're very Chatham House rules. What happens in debate stays in debate. So nothing gets reported in the press about it. You know, like they don't say, oh, such and such said this or such and such said that, because people say some pretty funny things that are, you know, necessarily, you know, go on the public record. So... As they're having a go at each other and stuff like that. So it was good. It was fun.
So how many did you have come in?
Let me think. There's probably seated probably about 120, I'd say.
Oh, that's all right, because they all paid.
Like most of the seats were full, and we had Limo, who had to do the adjudicating, and he quite enjoyed that because he talked about his role in Utopia being the annoying bureaucrat who comes in with all the ideas and no understanding about anything. And
the other issue is too, he'd have a hard job shutting up some of the politicians and some of the journos too, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, there's bells, and then there's double ring bells to be quiet. But, you know, it's good, and it is, you know, a legitimate Lions Club activity to raise funds for, you know, some of the Lions projects.
Oh, sounds true.
Well, the first year was skin cancer. They've got a skin cancer van, and people may have seen the skin cancer van around. You know, they have people volunteer their time on weekends, nurses and dermatologists volunteer their time and take, you know, go out with a skin cancer van so people can, from the wherever, you know, they are. One time they were over at Hurstbridge, and I went to Hurstbridge and had a look one Sunday at, you know, they had a number of people coming through. So, yeah, really good.
Because there's, I mean, pardon me, we're always being told to get checked because there's quite a big incidence of skin cancer, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, even in winter, people aren't always covered up particularly.
No. Cindy, I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more.
From coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel, carrying the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men, cross country where she flies, from the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise, by lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry. See the Indian Pacific passing by. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes rolling down the track, 5,000 miles travel. She's there and back. Beside the line of drover waves, he's battered old gray hat, and kids are catching yabbies down by the river flat, and a woman hangs her washing in a backyard near the line, as the Indian Pacific's rolling by.
Talking to Cindy McLeish, you're listening to the Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Valley Community Connections. We're talking to Cindy. Cindy, I see in the paper the other day, we all know the big freeze happened at the MCG, but I believe that there were some local ones as well.
There were, and there's quite a number of these, and they take various forms, you know, like the little dunk machine.
Yep.
That you often see at school fetes where the kids get to dunk the principals or their teachers.
And I love that.
And that's the one we had in Parliament. So we had a fundraiser through the Parliament, and we had a number of MPs dress up and get dunked and raise money in the meantime. And that was, you know, we do that particularly because one of our colleagues has MND And it's a big show of support, not just for the cause, but also for Emma Voolan, who's the member for Pakenham. And Emma won't be recontesting at the next election.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
It is. You know, she's mid-40s and she's a really a lovely person. And people, it doesn't matter, people across the divide all like Emma. And, you know, I guess since her diagnosis, we've all, you know, gone along on her journey with her and talked to her. And it is really hard. And as people would have seen with Neil Danaher, how hard it is.
Yeah, it just goes down. There's no cure, as we know, and I know they're doing a lot of work on it, but they just get progressively worse, don't they? And they can't stop it, can they?
Yeah, and Emma's colleagues, the people who sit next to her, you know, the first thing became she couldn't actually get her hand up onto the desk to type, so, you know, she'd have to lift one of her hands up, and little things slowly, you know, her hands are just losing function. Her voice is losing a little bit of function. And so she did her valedictory speech the other day, just before the winter break. She's not sure whether she's going to make it back after that break. You know, I think we're back at the end of July.
Yep.
But she did it because she could talk using her device now. So it was her voice recorded saying what she wanted to say. Because, you know, like it's a 10-minute speech or something like that. So it was pretty remarkable listening to her using that technology.
Yeah.
And talking about her time and, you know, her pride being in Parliament, not just about the disease by any means. She doesn't let that shape her.
That's true. And that Neil didn't either, did he? That was one of the things about Neil that he just didn't define. But also, I believe we've had a fundraiser locally for MND as well.
We had the big freeze at the Ville at the Healesville Greyhounds.
Yep.
They had one. And what they had a slide, a proper, you know, maybe 2 or 3 metre slide and into a sort of a swimming pool type thing. And they had all day during one of the race meetings, and they had a race, and then they'd have a couple of people go down the slide, then they'd have another race, a couple of people go down the slide. And I went down, and I was towards the end of the day as Catwoman, and I know Aaron Violi was down earlier in the day.
Oh, you went down the slide?
I went down the slide.
Oh, yeah. You should send me a video.
You're raising it.
You should send me a video of that. I haven't seen that.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Brett, who is the Outer East AFL CEO, he went down wearing some, God, elaborate 70s outfit that he reckoned he just got out of his wardrobe.
Still.
And the person who makes the slides, this is the really good bit, does the slides for the MCG as well.
Yep.
And so he donates those to any organisations who want to use them. So that's his contribution, because all the organisations who use them are doing a fundraiser for MND. So he provides them so that people can use them for the fundraisers. And, you know, Healesville did quite well. And when you look it all up, you know, since Neil Danaher's been on this, $140 million or so, it was a lot of money.
Lot of money.
You see everyone in the Big Freeze beanies?
Yeah, when you at the football on that day, pardon me, everywhere you looked, it was just a sea of blue, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, everyone buys one.
Yep.
And the same in Parliament. You know, everybody bought a beanie and, you know, we do the group photo to support it. And as you say, you know, there's not a cure. And, like, it's obviously a pretty hard one to unlock, to work out how to cure.
Yeah, that seems to be their biggest problem. They don't know what causes it, do they, to be able to even look for the cure yet?
No. And, you know, Brian Dixon, who was a former Minister for Sport way back,
yep.
You know, MND was one of his passions because he lost a son to it in his 30s, I think. Oh. But when Brian was looking, you know, his family history, his dad was in a wheelchair. And when Brian was a teenager, he spent a lot of time, his dad had some type of paralysis. And now, you know, when he looked back, he thought, right, this is most likely to be, you know, MND, but it wasn't diagnosed in those days as motor neurone, not like it is now.
Terrible.
Can we talk about it?
We've got to take a quick break and then we're going to be back with more Talking to Cindy. I'm talking to Cindy McLeish, being the fourth Wednesday in the month. Cindy, you want to talk about the Aboriginal Reconciliation Week?
Yes. There's loads of events that are on around the yep. state during this, and there's a couple of key ones quite locally. And I'd mentioned last time that one of my colleagues and I were out at Warrawor Aboriginal Girls College
yep.
here in Healesville for their sports day, and there were, you know, 22 schools, I think, had turned up to have this, you know, fabulous day, which was really quite quite remarkable. But, and then the following week, the girls came in, a number of the girls came into Parliament.
All right.
They had yep. their art on display. So we had for two or three days the art on display, so in the main area in the Queen's Hall, so people can wander in and around and have a look at, you know, the work that they do. And often the girls have something that's or that's, you know, meaningful, one of their totems, things like that. You know, like all artists, some are much better at it than others.
That's true.
But there were some really nice pieces there. And then one of the lunchtimes they did a couple of dances and some singing and, you know, mixed. They can be pretty shy, but mixed with some of the MPs and had a yep. had a chat. And so that's always a good thing.
Cindy, when they come in like that, whereabouts do they perform? Like, they wouldn't perform in the chamber, would they?
No, there's Queen's Hall, which is the big area between the two chambers.
Oh,
you know,
right.
you go off, there's a door left and a door right pretty well. But there's a big hall where they have a lot of receptions and things like that. And it's easy, it's set up that you can do staged events, so they not it's not a platform stage, but you know,
yep.
they can everyone stands around, people stand around and watch different dances, and I guess it's a little bit different. The girls typically don't come from local mobs, they come from interstate, so often the dances and things that you see are different, they're not some of the stuff that you might have seen.
Oh, so they came from interstate for the gig, did they?
No, the kids at the school
yep.
will all come from interstate.
Oh, of course they do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. It's a boarding school, and so the kids are from, you know, the deserts. One girl was saying she likes Catherine better than Alice Springs, a bit more chill, I think she described it. But also in National Reconciliation Week, and always on the 31st of May,
yep.
is the Aboriginal Remembrance Service at the Shrine, which started at Healesville.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yep. Tell us about that, please, Cindy.
Yeah, well, look, it's really grown legs over the last couple of years, actually. Probably, no, last 10 years. I think this was the 20th anniversary. But probably, yeah, over the last, maybe the last 8 years. You know, it went from starting at Healesville, small service with Sam Hallam, who's an Egyptian. Sam, people will know. Sam and Helen had Sanctuary House just near Badger Creek, just in Badger, just near the sanctuary.
Yep.
So they had that for a long time. And, in fact, it's only been these last couple of years since they've wound down a bit that Helen's been able to come into the city. And there are some local people from Healesville, and one of them said to me, you know, we used to be able to get a seat, and now we can't get a seat at the service of the Crown so much. but it did start out here, because Auntie Dot was really keen to make sure that the Aboriginals who participated in war, who'd fought for the country, were recognised. And, you know, here we are, 2026, and only in 2006 did that happen, and it was just not right.
Cindy, a lot of them, well, there hasn't been much recognition at all, and I was reading something the other night, and apart from when we seem to talk about them, we seem to talk about the Aboriginal guys or the Indigenous guys that enlisted, but from what I was reading the other night, there's quite a lot of ladies from the Indigenous that joined up for the war effort, obviously not fighting, but doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Well, they never get talked about.
No. In fact, I think the women behind the scenes probably don't get talked about full stop, let alone the Indigenous women.
That's probably true.
Behind the scenes not getting talked about.
Well, I mean, they talk about the nurses, but, I mean, this group that I was reading about, they did a lot of other stuff. Like, they weren't nurses. They were just Indigenous ladies who felt they wanted to do something for the war effort.
Yeah. And, that, you know, sometimes you think the country was more unified almost at that point, although they weren't recognised, which was really was really wrong. You know, they fought side by side, they worked side by side.
Yep.
And Auntie Dot, who started the service, her father went to war, died on the Thai Burma Railway. And so he, you know, he never came back, Vincent Peters. And so, you know, she had this double, purpose for wanting, you know, he was one of the people that, you know, needed to be recognised. But we have each year that they have people who are Indigenous from different parts of the country but with different roles in different parts of the defence,
you
know, whether it's Army or Navy or whatever, and just talk about, you know, the role and what they do and, you know, how they're making a difference. And there was one guy I was talking to, Joe West, his name was, from the back of Bourke, literally from the back of Bourke. Yeah. And he was telling me that his father was, father or uncle, was in the cemetery at Port Moresby from, you know, the Second World War. And I thought, gosh, you know, I've walked Kokoda once. I didn't have anyone to look out for in the cemetery, but if I do it again, I've got a couple of people now since I come back, you know, hear different things, but I've got a couple of people to seek out in the...
Would you ever do it again?
Yep.
Fair to come. I've got to take a break, Cindy, and we'll be back with more.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. On your face, a big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you, we will rock you. Yeah, buddy, you're a young man, a hard man, fighting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving that banner all over the place.
Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, with Alan Collier. And I'm talking to Cindy McLeish. Cindy, you'd like to talk about flags.
That's right, Alan. We get a lot of calls to the office asking for flags, and sometimes we can help and sometimes we can't help. And one of the common misconceptions out there is that people are entitled to a free Australian flag if they want it. And that's just not true.
That's not true?
No, no. We actually have to buy them out of our office budget and hand them out. But we only hand them out, you know, we have protocols about what you can do and can't do. And we only hand them out to, you know, clubs and organisations.
Cindy, there are also protocols with flags, aren't there? Like you're not allowed to let them drag on the ground and things like that. Is that right?
That's very right, Alan. You're quite up on your protocols. And there's also a protocol for disposing of a flag. And people sometimes, they'll give us the old flag, and then that doesn't happen all the time because we give out a lot, you know, fire brigades, for example, schools and different things. And someone gave it back to us, and then we came back to the office and thought, what do we do with this? How do we get rid of it? And then I looked at the protocol, and you can cut it up and stand around and sing the Australian National Anthem. So I told one of my staff members, I said, you can stand around and sing the National Anthem.
So because you're not allowed to just throw them in the rubbish, are you?
No, no, no. Like, you know, you've got to show respect the whole time. But what I think is quite funny, because all the schools now have to have three flagpoles, three flags, but a lot of them don't have three flagpoles, and flagpoles are really expensive. So, you know, we keep getting asked to support funding for additional flagpoles, and then when you've got the flags, you know, you've got to make sure they're always the same dimensions because they're not always the same dimension. But anyway, the government wants everyone to fly these flags, but they won't give them to them.
They want to pay for them.
They don't decker them places like that. I'll just go to the local member and get them to pay for them. So we've had this real cost shifting out of the government funding flags for schools and government departments, telling them to ring up and get them from us, which we are happy to oblige and go around. And, you know, the SES, you, that's a whole bunch of different places. And fairly recently I was at Westburn Primary School and, you know, they were replacing their flags. And you have to be careful when you, you know, you open them out and show them the thing and, you know, look at the Victorian flag as distinct from the Australian flag and make sure that the kids kind of get and understand it. But impress, don't drag it on the ground, you know.
Yeah, don't drag it. Cindy, I've just got to take a quick break and then we're going to come back for more and we'll talk about what you've been doing in the last since we last talked to you.
Sure.
Thanks.
In the air, I've got a dream. I want the world to share in castle walls. Just lead me to despair. The hills of forest green where the mountains touch the sky. A dream come true. I'll live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew worth another try. Save me from all the trouble and the pain. I know I'm weak, but I can't face that girl again. Tell her the reasons why I can't remain. Perhaps she'll understand. If you tell it to
castles in the air. I've got a dream. I want the world to share in castle walls. Just lead me to despair.
Talking to our local MP, Cindy McLeish. Cindy, one of the things that when we talk to you, it's really great to hear, because I know as the MP you get invited to a lot of different things. So do you want to tell us a bit about what's been going on the last month, please?
Well, there's been a lot going on actually in the last month, and I've been to a lot of places, and I guess, you know, in the next month it's going to be just as busy. You know, weekends are really busy, and like somewhere like my electorate, on the long weekend, you know, people in the city are like, oh, great, you know, we get a bit of day off sort of thing. It's like, no, everybody comes to...
And you've got a huge electorate. And you've got a huge electorate too.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, someone said to me, oh, great, you know, bit of a break on the long weekend. And I said, well, which bit was that? Would that be the Mansfield Bush Market, the Alexandra Speedway, the truck show dinner, the opening of the... snow season? Would that be going to the actual truck show, or down the big slide at the Hillsville Greyhounds? You know, it's like, there's always a lot. You know, I could have gone to Ptolemy as well. So there's always a lot of events and activities happening on long weekend. And I drove on the Sunday down from Alexandra from the truck show.
I was just going to ask you about that. Like, I've seen some photos, and I'm into old trucks and cars. I believe that was huge this year.
Oh, look, I went to the Speedway first of all in Alexandra on the Saturday afternoon evening, and I was shocked to see like 3,000 people.
What's that?
Camped in this area. It's about a 20-acre site. And the speedway's in the middle of it. And there's all these trees. It's just like a bush setting. It's just like a campground. And then all these people just park their cars and tents, and there were campfires everywhere. And people come like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for that weekend events. And then the truck show, you know, they all get there at 4 a.m., get precision parked. Yeah. It's incredible. And then there'll be another 10,000, 12,000 people come up for that to Alex.
Yeah, it's a big day, isn't it? Cindy, where is the actual speedway?
It's out behind the golf course in Alex.
Where the old sawmill was.
Really close. Just keep going past the sawmill, just out there, and there's some private land, and they bought it off a farmer a number of years ago, so they've got their own land. But yeah, people come from all over the place. There are men and women and kids. There are 14-year-old kids, you know, don't even have their driver's license. The speedway, and I bumped into a few people I knew who I didn't know were into it. It was pretty incredible. And then, you know, as I drove from Alexandra down to the Greyhounds at Healesville, and going through Healesville, like, it was chockers.
Yes, it was.
These towns, you know, are fabulous. Warburton, they, you know, gorgeous areas, the Upper Yarra and the Yarra Valley, for the long weekend. And, you know, we've got the... we've just had the shortest lunch, and now we've got another harvest event coming up, you know, with the vineyards for winter down here, which is, you know, it's just event after event. And it's good to go to these things to, you know, to support locals who are, you know, putting effort.
And they are locals putting it on for locals too, isn't it, which is a great thing.
That's right, because the businesses do well at this time of year when they have events. And, you know, like, it's pretty hard to make it buck in winter when people tend to want to stay home and warm. But they've got a great event coming up in Healesville on this weekend, actually, Fireside, where there's a whole bunch of venues, the Wine Store and Four Pillars, Peyton and Jones, Jade Nong, Healesville Hotel, are having a bit of a Fireside Festival.
Oh, this weekend, is it?
This weekend, you know, unlimited tastings, and you buy your tickets, and, like, it's just what a great idea and a perfect venue, you know, like venues, perfect locality, I guess, Healesville.
And particularly with four pillars and that, what's the other one in Jones, they're opposite. You can just sort of walk from one across the other. You don't even need to take a car, do you, once you get there?
No, no, and Jade Nong's just behind as well. So, you know, they're all the Healesville Hotel and the Barrick Wine Store are downtown a little bit. But, you know, that's all not far from each other. And, you know, fabulous day out for locals and visitors. And, you know, it helps provide jobs for a lot of the kids, younger people who are at university, you know, earning some money closer to home.
No worries. What about what else, Cindy?
You know, MPs, we're always heading out and about to different clubs and organisations, and there's been a whole lot of Rotary Club changeovers, things like that. Now, I did miss the Healesville one on Monday night. I've been a little bit unwell.
That's no good.
No, it's no good. And I've also been in a moon boot. I broke a bone in my ankle and
I read somewhere where an MP had broken a bone in their foot playing hockey, wasn't it?
Yes, that was me.
Ah, that was you. I did wonder at the time because I knew you played hockey.
Out of the moon boot. I'm out of the moon boot yesterday, and I've got a very, very sturdily taped ankle. I can't believe how much tape the physio put on it and said, leave it on for a couple of days. And thought, I'll never get it off anyway.
How did that happen?
I was trying to get the free kick, and I had the ball, and I either stepped on somebody was in my way, and I don't know if I stepped on their foot or their stick. Like, it was in a tangle of, you know, quite a few people. And I rolled it, and I thought, oh, you know, sometimes it just hurts, and you keep playing. And then I thought, I'm not running so well here. And I thought, I'm really not running so well here. And the doctor said, just get a boot in the first instance, and then had scans. And so, yes. But because that meant, you know, and I've had glandular, so I wasn't kind of 100% not sleeping well because of my ankle, just kind of brought the glandular back on a little bit. So
I did
miss the Healesville Rotary changeover, but Upper Yarra have got one, Yay have got one coming up, and King Lake. So there's a lot of those that are happening at the moment, and quite a lot of citizenship ceremonies. You know, Yarra Rangers are having citizenship ceremonies weekly. Monthly.
Yep.
And they have quite a lot of people. It's pretty amazing.
I'm starting to run out of time. Anything else, Cindy, that where you've been?
Oh, look, I was at Lusatia Park Cricket Club the other day, and, you know, it's hard for Yarra Rangers Council, who've got limited money and limited revenue sources, and they've got so many towns and localities that all have
sporting facilities.
Whereas if you're in Whitehorse and Maroondah, like, they have three, and the council have that much money, they can pay cash for all of these. Well, Yarra Rangers can't do that, and all of the, you know, the smaller clubs don't want to be forgotten about. So Aaron Bioli and I were both down at Lusatia Park a couple of Sundays ago chatting to them and to looking at the winter cricket program, which was pretty cool. And I guess the last thing I do want to mention, Alan, is about McDonald's in Healesville. Dreadfully unpopular. And at the same time, you know, it's a legitimate business. And, you know, plenty of people go to them, plenty of people work in them. And, you know, we've had a lot of people say to me, well, you know, can't I do something? Can't I stop it? Now, you know, council tried to put some things in place here, and it's gone to VCAT. And so when VCAT, you know, who are the legal determinant, when they say, listen, you know, this is okay, it meets all the planning scheme things, it doesn't break any laws, it's not, you know, a dodgy operation, that it's allowed. And so no one can overturn. You know, you don't have MPs overturn the judiciary, you know, saying, listen, I didn't like that response. We're going to make an act of parliament to change that. You know, we can't have people interfere with our judicial processes. So, you know, I don't go to McDonald's, not a fan of them at all, but they're legitimate. They provide a lot of kids some great work experience. It teaches them a whole lot of practical skills as well about organisation and timeliness. And if you get behind the scenes in one of them, blimey, It's precision.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Precision about what happens and how it happens. Unfortunately, you know, people drop all their litter everywhere as well, and that becomes another issue. But it's not something that, you know, MPs can turn over.
Too much about. Cindy, could I just ask you, and maybe you weren't, Aaron Violi handed out some awards a couple of weeks ago. Were you at that at all?
No, I wasn't. That goes across his electorate that heads way down into Belgrave and to Millydale, Moorabbin, places where I don't represent.
No, I just wondered if...
He doesn't go to Mansfield. I go to Mansfield. He goes the other way.
He'd get lost going to Mansfield. No, I shouldn't have said that. He's a nice guy.
No, he's a very nice guy.
I've got another minute and a half before we go. Cindy, have you got anything else you want to talk about?
Sure. Look, things with the bushfires are still going slowly.
Still
going slowly. You know, clean-up's slow. People still do need assistance. It's great to see some organisations from in and around Melbourne, different veterans associations or four-wheel drive clubs, doing their bit to help clean up and to help support people and build fences and do different things. And, you know, if you've got time and capacity and hooking one of those type of organisations, that would be, you know, a really worthwhile cause. It's been really difficult. People still don't have good living conditions. The government have said there's caravans and there's modular homes and they're not really being delivered at the minute, and it's pretty cold out there.
It's
so
cold,
if you're not anyone impacted, just check that they have enough winter clothes. If they got burnt out, you know, they lost all their clothes. They might have replaced a few summer ones, but, you know, a jumper might be something that's really needed, warm socks, things like that, beanies.
Yeah, it must be terrible because, I mean, you don't just lose bits and pieces. When you get a fire, you just lose everything, don't you, apart from the personal effects like photos and that. But just to walk away with what's on your back must be extremely difficult.
And people still like to, not fossick, that's probably not the right word, but to, you know, go through the debris and the remnants to see if they can find a bit of jewellery that was in this room or something that was in that room.
Must be heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And so Murrindindi have got a great program of recognising the volunteers at the moment, which is terrific.
Terrific. Cindy, I've got to go. The news is coming. So thanks for your time. We look forward to talking to you. Blimey, it'll be into the second half of the year then, won't it?
Goodness. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Cindy. Bye.